got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
This is a classic example of two radio announcers talking about something they both know very little about.
Sure.
For the sake of relevancy. So let's crack into it, Jess, when we're talking about the Super Bowl, because Rihanna performed at halftime today.
She certainly did. We're very excited about the Rihanna performance. But, of course, there was football happening
yep,
around
NFL,
it.
NFL, gridiron.
And so, look, I'm going to focus on Rihanna a little bit later, Tim, but I want to talk about the football part of things.
That means if you're going to talk about sport, we got to do this.
Goal! Go get him. I don't know. What are sports things? This is why I don't do sports reports.
Jess's thought of sport.
That is a genuine quote from when I asked Jess to say sporty phrases. Mm-hmm. Jess, what is your thought on the 2023 Super Bowl between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles?
God, I'm so glad you asked him. I think today is the first time I've ever sat down and actually watched the Super Bowl.
You watched the whole quarter?
Yeah, usually, and only, it was accidentally, honestly, because I was like, all right, around now, Rihanna will be performing. And I got there, and it was like 10 minutes on the clock. And I was like, cool, 10 minutes I can do. 45 minutes later.
That's the one thing I know about gridiron. 10 minutes isn't 10 minutes.
So I found out some fun facts. The Kansas City Chiefs, who were the winners of today's Super Bowl.
38-35.
They've been in four previous Super Bowls and won two of them.
Yep.
The Philadelphia Eagles, three previous Super Bowl performances, only one win. So really, Kansas City were ready and raring to go today.
Right.
Definitely going to come out on top.
Not sure necessarily. And I love the input you've put in. Why are you saying these things so far? Because I don't think these are, we're not ESPN right now.
Sure.
This isn't K-Rock footy.
I'm giving you some like fun facts that you can use with your mates who actually do know stuff
about
sport.
Just facts.
Okay.
No fun.
Well, how about this? Today, history-making moment in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Two brothers played against each other. First time in history.
Wow.
I don't know how to say their names. Travis Kelce and Jason Kelce.
Oh, and there's the cultural issue of the show. Straight out
Travis played for the Chiefs and Jason played for the Eagles. So that's going to be an interesting Christmas this year.
Yep. Wait 11 months to bring that one up. Good point, Jess. Bang on again.
As if you wouldn't bring that up against your sibling every single day. Like, remember that time I beat you at the Super Bowl?
No, that's low. That's a dog act. Don't do that.
Just me and my brothers and sisters?
Yeah, because because then your mum's going to go, Jeremy, that's not nice.
Leave
your brother alone. You know what? He got to be in the Super Bowl, and that's all that counts. Can you talk about what we witnessed them doing to stop the celebrations in the street?
Oh, yes. In Philadelphia, they started greasing the poles of all the like street lamps and stuff so that people couldn't climb them.
Just classic normal things.
During the celebrations day. Now, I'm not sure what they're doing in Kansas City, but...
Now, this is going to be a weird thing that I'll probably never say. Can we stop talking about the sport and talk about the thing that I know you want to talk about, about the Rihanna bit?
Yes. Rihanna performed, did an amazing job.
Got some audio here. She killed it. It looked cool. It was fantastic.
Also, a lot of people speculating, is she pregnant for a second time? Yes, this was her big announcement to everyone that she is pregnant again.
That was a special guest on stage. Normally it's Jay-Z, but it was a fetus.
Yeah, no special surprise performances this year. It was just Rihanna.
Didn't need it.
Really didn't. You're so right. She really held her own.
Yeah. Watching you, for some reason, cheer the Rihanna performance... like it was your 7-year-old at her first dance concert. It was very confusing. I was like, you don't care about her and she doesn't care about you.
I didn't realise I was such a big Rihanna fan. And surprise, I am.
Here we are. That's all right. Whoever performs next year, I'm sure you'll be a big fan of theirs as well.
Mm.
And that's the whole thing. They make a lot of money
out
of this.
Who are you predicting is going to be performing next year?
Maybe the Biebs.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he hasn't done it before.
Yeah, look, he's probably getting to that point of his career, actually.
Yeah. Farewell to Justin Bieber.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
And I tell you what, Jess, I thought after this weekend, maybe I would have had time to cool off, move on, pick something new to focus all my attention and energy onto. But here I am, a scorned lover.
What?
I've been trying to play a round of golf with Jeremy Cameron for about a week now.
I thought you were going to talk about hot cross buns again.
No, that's another that's another sore spot.
You're angry at a lot of things at the moment, too.
I've definitely started 2023 off with a bit of rage, but I feel like it's fair place. Now, just quickly, can you remind us what my plight is and why.
Sure. You think that you could beat elite athlete.
Premiership. Superstar for the Geelong Cats.
Jeremy Cameron.
Yeah.
At a round of golf. Because in your words,
yes.
You said he is not that flash.
I've just seen on his Instagram that he's just playing on his farm.
Yeah.
And like he's hitting it a roughly how I would hit a golf ball. I'm by no means good at golf. That's why I think it would be intriguing for us to play off in a round of golf.
Because
then I could make the claim, well, I'm better at premiership. I'm better than Jeremy Cameron, premiership AFL player at a sport. And that's very unlikely.
So we did have some feedback.
Gary Rowan, former Cats player. He was like, yes, I need to see this. Tim, I'll be your caddy, which obviously that implies that, Jess, you would be the caddy for Jeremy.
Happy to do so.
And I said, look, we'll even play the par 3 course just near the river. Like, I'm down for
it. Look, if the reason why he hasn't called the show is because I'm going to be his caddy, also happy to step back.
Yeah. Whatever. The ball's in your
Bring
court.
Bring your own caddy if you like.
And I thought about just leaving it. Because Gary Rowan's like, yep, I've asked him several times and he's ducking me.
Right.
So I've just reached out to Jeremy on Instagram.
Excellent.
From the K-Rock account because he follows it, so he gets notified for this. Because I think he's got one of those famous people ticks.
Sure, yep.
Said, Jezza mate, it's Tim from The Drive Show. I've been talking on the show lately about playing a round of golf with you. I understand you're busy with preseason, but that is really no excuse to be ducking me.
Oh, God.
If you want to come on the show to chat details, let us know. You're a legend. Cheers. Currently not seen. Active 36 minutes ago.
Yeah, this is like when you used to message girls back in the day.
Yeah.
And they ghost you.
Except like, I want a different kind of round, I guess. But I genuinely think that this is an opportunity for Jeremy to show his lighter side and let us into another world. And obviously we can communicate that here at the radio. I think it benefits everybody. If he just plays a game of golf.
I mean, how long would a couple rounds take, Tim?
We don't even have to do the whole course. We can just do the classic, oh, yeah, we'll film a few holes for radio and then you can go and do whatever you need
we'll
to do for the day.
Yeah, we'll do three holes.
Yeah.
And like an hour.
Yeah.
Tops.
You, me, Gary Rowan, Jeremy Cameron.
We're
one morning.
We're starting to sound a little bit desperate, so maybe just like rein it in. Like, wait, pretend nonchalant, we don't care.
I've considered taking it another step of just doing full-blown rumours every day until he agrees to play a game of golf.
Like, as?
Did you hear that he only can eat one Weet-Bix before he gets full?
Wow. How many does Jeremy Cameron do? One.
One. Weird for a...
Well, I guess you'll have to come on the show if you don't agree with that.
Yeah, so there you go. It's only going to get worse from here, Jeremy. Mark my words. I'm a naughty boy.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
Tim, last week I did mention that the Disney CEO accidentally spilt the beans on a few projects that are up and coming and in the works.
Yep.
And a lot of people were surprised by the movies that he mentioned. The most surprising of all was Toy Story 5 was announced.
The Reckoning. Just, can't we let Toy Story be...
I mean, even Toy Story 4 for me was a bit of a stretch.
Oh, has 4 come out?
Yes. Did you not see Toy Story 4?
That's why I was confused why we went from 3 to 5. Now it's making a lot more sense.
And Toy Story 4, I'm not going to give away the ending, but it will be surprising if a few of the characters make their way back. It's not as grim as it sounds,
I promise.
That's
so sad. Okay.
But it got me thinking. So Tim Allen, who voices Buzz Lightyear, confirmed that, yes, a Toy Story 5 is in the works and he is going to be a part of it. And it got me thinking about 3 movies I'd rather see before Toy Story 5.
Right. Oh, so you're creating sequels that don't exist.
Like, why Disney went Toy Story 5 is the one we need over, like, other better ideas.
All right. I'll play the judge of if I think this is necessary or not. So,
well, I want to bring in your idea from last week, Tim, because that was one of my favourite ideas I've ever heard. A live-action Lilo and Stitch. Right?
I remember being smart now.
I mean, we all loved Lilo and Stitch back in the day.
You do a really good Stitch.
I do not.
Go and do your Stitch. No, it's more like,
Lilo, I love you.
Yeah, so I'm happy to be Stitch.
Sure,
but then again, live action Not sure how what a stitch is necessarily.
Oh, well, they can CGI a stitch in.
Yeah, they probably. Right? You're right.
Another one, again, in the sort of realm of the Toy Story universe, you know how they did that Buzz Lightyear movie? Can we get a Woody version of that movie, right?
And it's Tom Hanks again? Or,
yes.
or is it Chris Evans again? Who got to play Buzz Lightyear?
Who would play a young Woody?
Oh, maybe like Tom Holland or Timothée Chalamet.
Sure, something like that. I can vibe that.
I can see that.
Another one that I think, and this is the last one that I was...
Imagine like a real dramatic, there's a snake in my boot.
that would be so brilliant.
Really dramatised.
I want to see like an Avengers style come together of all the Disney princesses. Like, let's bring them all in. They all come together.
Glam squad. Princess up, girls. You know what to do.
Like, apparently all of these things happen in the one universe. Yeah. We see some characters, like, you know, come in at the start of Frozen, for instance. So there is a crossover already. Yeah. Why not have an Avengers-style movie where all the Disney princesses... Yeah. Like, why is Disney not working on this?
It's like...
Why Toy Story 5?
It's the Disney version of Girls Night Out.
Yes!
It's the Disney version of Bad Mums.
Yes!
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
We are having a conversation that I know is going to be fun because we're talking about someone that got stuck in a bin after their phone. Unfortunately, they dropped their phone in Surfers Paradise on the Gold Coast. And it's one of those ones where it's got like a lid on the top of the bin, like a council bin, so that people can't just put a whole bunch of unnecessary crap in there. But she's just slid in perfectly. And then momentum, Jess, what is it? What's gravity?
A bitch.
and 3/4 of herself stuck in. Eventually, some passerbys helped her out, but not the place you want to be stuck in, Jess. No.
Definitely not. And so that's what we're asking on 52232955.
Yeah.
Where'd you get stuck?
Luke from Belmont has given us a call. Luke, where did you get stuck, mate?
I got stuck up in a tree.
Are you a cat, Luke?
I was 22, but I was kind of, you know, when you sort of get a little bit excited and you think, I can do that. I used to be able to do that as a kid all the time. Well, I did it. I got up, but I couldn't get down. My brain wouldn't let me. My feet kept slipping, and I was stuck up there until my mates drove a car up next to that tree and helped me get down.
Luke, how high in the tree were you?
Like 3 meters up. I would have broken a leg if I fell out.
Now, Luke, I think it was late last year, Jess did make a bold claim that as a 31-year-old, she thinks she could still climb a tree.
I have that. you know that, like, that thing that people have in their head that goes, oh, I couldn't possibly do that? I have the opposite. I'm like, I could, if I put my mind to it hard enough, I could climb a tree. No worries.
Now, Luke, this might sound harsh as well. Yeah. What historically in your life has given you that attitude?
I'm good at stuff.
All right. So, look, you see what I'm dealing with. So as a 22-year-old, you couldn't do it. Now, I imagine you're not 22 anymore. Do you want redemption, Luke? Do we want to get you back up in a tree with Jess and see how you both go?
Oh, well, if we're only climbing as high as Jess will get, then, yeah, that's fine. I could probably stand there.
How dare you?
One branch up and that'll do me, boys. I reckon we've proved a point here. All right, Luke, fantastic. We
need to find a tree that has, like, some lower branches so that I have a starting point because I can't shimmy up a trunk.
No. One of those trees that's fallen down. Yeah. Those one of those trees. Smart. All right.
All new. All drive. All week long. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
We are talking about Valentine's Day. It is tomorrow. Now, I'm definitely in one of those relationships where my wife and I have discussed and agreed upon no gifts for Valentine's Day.
Right.
Even the fun little present that I've mentioned that I get my wife every year, I get her a colander.
Like, yeah.
Yes.
How many colanders
colander.
Do you have now, though?
Apparently, a seventh colander would be too many.
Honestly,
for the
I feel like after three, it was
the joke ran dry.
Yeah.
But we've agreed on nothing.
Okay.
Because our wedding anniversary is next month, so that's what we'll focus on.
Sure. Yeah.
But if it's going the other way, what do blokes want for Valentine's Day? Because it's very easy to go the other way, stereotypically.
Well, this is the thing. Like, I know that, like, my partner in the past has gotten me flowers, he's got me chocolates, he's gotten me champagne, all of the good stuff.
Standard stuff, yeah.
What do I get him? Like, because I want to also show my love for him.
Specifically your boyfriend, a throwing knife.
Throwing star.
Throwing star. Yeah, see, he's got a knife. He doesn't have a star. But
this is what I wanted to know from the men across Geelong and the Surf Coast. What do you want for Valentine's Day?
Rob from Leopold. Rob, what do you think? What do blokes want for Valentine's Day in 2023?
I want nothing, but the bloke should spoil their other half.
Right,
that's
okay.
That's what it should be. Even you should forget the colander, come home with at least 50 roses and cook a nice tea.
Spaghetti.
Or take her out to tea. And, yeah, forget the colander, mate. You're doing it all wrong, even though your anniversary's only up the road.
You clearly don't know love if you ain't got seven colanders in your kitchen, mate.
Rob, Tim's wife is pregnant and all she wants is fruit cups right now. Should Tim make a fruit cup bouquet?
Oh, you could buy a whole box of fruit cups.
Yeah, see?
Mate,
see?
Rob, we're on it.
Yeah. So, Rob, nothing for the men. Fellas don't want nothing.
Oh. No, I don't. I just spoil my wife.
But I feel like, Rob, genuinely, you hit a good point. I genuinely think blokes don't want anything from Valentine's Day.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. It's
all
just,
about the other half.
Yeah. Love's about love, Jess.
Sure.
And love goes one way. We all should know that.
I'm happy for it to be all about me. Trust me on that one.
Finally, something we could agree on. Lloyd, in Armstrong Creek, mate, what do you think blokes should be getting for Valentine's Day this year?
Well, honestly, I feel like we're in the same boat here, mate. I like to spoil my lady mine anything. And as I explained to Jess before, I'd prefer my partner in a bow tie for Valentine's. I don't really want anything.
A bow tie you can use later?
Is that, yeah, I feel like that's what we're talking about.
Well, yeah, we won't improvise any more on that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, fair enough.
It's actually my daughter's birthday tomorrow, so we celebrate her birthday more than Valentine's.
Oh,
every
nice.
Year your daughter's birthday is on Valentine's Day. That's such a good out.
Yeah, it is. And honestly, with the year that she was born, I had the flowers and the chocolates happening, and she's sitting in the hospital bed going, "Here you go, babe. Here's our baby daughter." I'm like, "Well, you've done one better than me this year because I can't beat you anymore."
They can't top that gift.
Goodbye. All thanks, guys. You're the best.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Tim and Jess. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.